This started essentially back in April. We received a letter through our door from Douglas City Council, essentially stating there was going to be plans submitted for a building compound to assist them with the refurbishments of the rest of the estate. We went in when this letter was received, as they were apparently doing house visits. However, we did meet with a couple of the individuals at our property a few days later, and they did confirm that yes, plans were going forward for the building compound, and that would also involve the removal of all of the trees essentially lining the fields and lining the potential access points to the proposed building compound. And that is sort of how it's arisen in the first place, and that was the first that we'd heard of it. And I understand that these letters were only actually received by no more than 10 households in the Douglas North area who are immediately facing the field.
What reasons have been given for the trees being cut down by the council?
They have essentially been designated as a safety risk. However, there are a number of other of the same types of trees within the Wilston estate which have not been requested to have been surveyed as part of these safety surveys. They only seem to have focused on the trees around the Ballinard field and the trees surrounding the Manor field, which are coincidentally two of the proposed building compound sites. They did also advise us at the time, the council that is, that trees would be required to be removed in order for them to build their access to the building compounds. But at this point, we believe their argument is still that they were unsafe and they're being removed for safety reasons, essentially. That's all that we know, which begs the question, why have they waited 10 months to remove highly unsafe trees if they really are that unsafe?
So what information have you and the group found out about the trees and the wider plans since it started, since the residents group started?
So with regards to the actual wider plans themselves, we were essentially told that the Ballinard Field site was the most suitable because it was the least hazardous for residents, pedestrians, and traffic. It would be the most convenient for the building contractors to be able to move their materials around the estate. They advised it was the most central point for a building contractor, to access the properties which require refurbishment, which doesn't appear to be the case. And they advised that there are several other sites which were considered but have all been deemed to be unsuitable for varying reasons. However, we're yet really to actually see any tangible evidence of the reasoning for this, or to see any tangible evidence that they've actually considered these sites seriously. It does appear that they have simply chosen the easiest option by choosing this field, removing a few trees, and then just simply replacing all the grass with hardcore and shoving a building compound on there. With regards to the trees, we just find it incredibly coincidental with the timing that they all appear to be coming down at the same time as this phase of the refurbishment works is going to be taking place in Willesden. And it's a bit mysterious as to why they feel the need to remove almost every single historic registered tree on that field when only a very small handful of them have actually been deemed to be high risk or dangerous.
I understand that you've been told the trees have nothing to do with the proposed compound. So what does the group, the residents group, make of that?
Obviously, it makes us fairly suspicious of what the end game is with these plans. Initially, the first thing that comes to mind really is that these are the first steps to pave the way to build on that land in future when they decide that they want to build a load more houses somewhere. The first step will be to remove the trees. Even though they've actually advised us there will be a replanting scheme put in place to replace them with deeper rooted trees and more native trees, they can't give any time scale as to when or how this will be completed.
How important is the playing field to the local community?
So, as one of the few remaining green spaces in the Douglas North area, we believe this field is absolutely vital to the future of keeping a significant environmental element to this already built-up area. Daily, we see walkers, runners, dogs exercising on the field, there are children playing, commuters. It's a huge commuting route, especially for school children. And then that doesn't take into consideration, obviously, there's a huge impact on the wildlife of the field if we were to lose it. There's evidence of pipistrelle bats in the area feeding there and potentially roosting in the trees around the field. There are a huge number of avian species regularly using the field. And yeah, like I say, it's a huge part of the community here. It's remained unchanged like this as long as it's existed, really. And personally, I think it would be a crime for the whole wider community if we were to lose it.
How important are the trees to the playing field and to the local nature? Like you said, there's bats and local birds that use it as well.
That's correct, yeah. My partner and I, we often spend hours some evenings just watching the bats fly past. It's evident, you know, you just have to look up at the trees and you can see numerous birds flying around. The fact that the trees are in a highly protected zone as it is, and they most of them are individually registered, it doesn't seem to hold much water these days, but that should be enough in itself.
Has a planning application gone in for the compound yet?
So we were advised in April that a planning application had been submitted, and at that time it was going live any day at that point. We'd followed this up for several weeks after, where there had been no progress with the planning application, and were advised that it was still being validated. And then a couple of months later, we had learned that the application had actually been knocked back to the council because it hadn't been completed correctly. We are still awaiting a live application on the planning portal, and we received communications from the council last week that it was due to go live any day now for validation. Following the information that we've seen in from the surveys carried out by the arborist, it appears only a very small handful of trees have actually been condemned as being unsafe, with the majority of them being classified as in good or fair condition. Most of the trees have been recommended for just ongoing management and pruning, and yet in the final survey summary, they've somehow come to the conclusion that all of them need to be removed. And this obviously doesn't include as well all the other trees which are the same age, planted around the same time, which have all, were not requested to be surveyed ultimately. It's only the ones surrounding the actual proposed building compound sites which have been surveyed. This will set a dangerous precedent in future for any potential planning applications whereby trees can preemptively be removed with the hopes that a builder is going to receive approval on an application to build on that area. There is also, we noticed from the surveys, a very limited scope of the sections of the trees which have been surveyed. So survey states that only the bottom halves of the trees have actually been surveyed. No aerial survey or inspection of the upper parts of the trees has been carried out as far as we're aware, and there is zero mention of anything to do with the bats, which we have evidence of, well, feeding in the area and potentially roosting in those trees. Ultimately, we feel that the removal of the trees combined with the compound plans, the timing is all a little bit too coincidental, and we just feel this is the first step in being able to completely remove the greenery from the land and set it up for future building. But the plans will be fiercely contested by all residents in the area, or many local residents in the area, and we know that we have the wider community behind us as well, and nobody wants this to happen.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.